City's favourite, Casey, 107.7.
Sisters Only Doing It For Themselves by Aretha Franklin, the powerhouse of a woman. So today, tonight, here on the Power Hour, I'm not going to introduce this lady. I changed my mind because, look, I'm a woman. I'm allowed to do that. I'm allowed to change my mind. Isn't it so? So, can you please introduce yourself? Tell us more about just who's sitting here next to me, opposite me. The mic is yours.
Good evening to the Power Hour ladies. You are listening to Aneta Barnes Manqaba, the publisher and founder of Dizindaba Iphephandaba lesiXhosa. I am born and bred in Paarl, and I have been running my media company for the past 16 years.
Wow. Say it again. Say that.
Okay, so I'm Aneta Barnes Manqaba.
From the
Dizindaba Iphephandaba lesiXhosa, a newspaper that was established 16 years ago that is circulating in the Cape Peninsula as well as in the Cape Winelands.
Ewe sisi, unjani?
Siyaphila unjani?
Hi Dizindaba. Hi Dizindaba. Close. Well, I tried.
You tried.
I tried. So, Aneta, let's get into it. I told you it's going to be a little bit different tonight. And before we continue, I do want to remind everyone, if you've missed it out, it will be on a podcast, available on KC app, on all the app stores. So you can go there. And it's Women's Month. Tonight you're going to hear some different stuff. I started with that last week already. So this is part one of this interview. In the new month, God willing, you will hear the part two. Okay, so do stay tuned. So Aneta, today we don't just want to know about your achievements. So this is going to be quick fire stuff. So we want to know about your journey, the woman behind the title.
Should I go for it?
You go for it, girl.
So the woman behind the title is a lady from Dal Yusufat, grew up in the dusty streets of Dal Yusufat in Fairyland, who is today on global platforms. But that's where my journey started. I schooled at Noorderparel Senior Secondaire. That's where I matriculated. After matric, I, just like any ordinary girl from the township, just did anything and everything that I could earn a living. And 16 years ago, my husband and I decided, why not go into media and start a newspaper? And that is where I am still today. Today I'm running it, sole director of the media company. But where did it start? In the dusty streets of Dal Yusufat.
Hey, I love that. How did they say, I love that for us? And today we get to hear your story also. But this is going to be just like quick. Ladies and gentlemen, Power Hour. I want to welcome a woman who's using language to connect storytelling, to empower, and a voice to make a difference. So you heard about Miss Manqaba. Hey, am I right?
Manqaba.
I want to do this. So we're going to now really try and put your butt on the spot. Let's start easy with you. Okay. What is Aneta best known for? Here's your choices. Being a chef, being a media entrepreneur and publisher, being a professional athlete, being a musician.
Media entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm. I really thought musician anyway. Don't know why. So please complete the sentence. Aneta believes that is power. That is power.
Okay, I'll just put it in knowing yourself, knowing who you are is power for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I think most of us struggle with our identity, and that is what we in Dizindaba, actually, that's what we are doing. We are making sure that people understand that your language is actually your identity.
Okay, so Dizindaba Media is especially focused on telling stories in Afrikaans.
No, we tell stories first in Xhosa, second English, Afrikaans is the third that we are bringing in now. And sole reason for that is request from the audience that we serve.
Okay. Dizindaba Media is only interested in reporting big national stories.
No, community first.
Community first.
Yes.
Okay, quick fire question. If you could describe your journey as a woman in three words, what would they be?
Resilience, endurance, and patience.
Patience. That really describes women a lot. Complete the sentence. A woman becomes powerful when she realizes that.
Yo, I had that one.
Speak from the heart.
You become powerful when you have the control of the power that you... this is actually something that came up Monday. We forget how powerful we are. Because we allow people to continuously just tell us who we are and what we should do. But we should actually focus on the power that we have.
This one is for you personally. So, okay, there's no wrong answer here. Mm-hmm. Which of those, of these is closest to the heart of his Dizindaba Media? Fame, community, competition, entertainment only.
Community.
The voice of the community. Question. If you could give every woman listening to Power Hour 30 seconds on the radio, what would you tell her?
Tell your story without a mask.
Hey, Pin. Natches it us.
Yes.
True or false? Preserving a language also helps preserve culture and identity.
That's true.
Anita, this is a Woman Month challenge. Name one woman who has inspired you and tell us why.
Winnie Mandela. And the sole reason for that is the resilience that and the strength that she has shown as a woman. And when I look, I haven't seen anyone with that strength and that resilience that she portrayed.
As Winnie Mandela.
As Winnie Mandela.
Bonus round, Netta under pressure. Not really. You always calm. So, give... okay, this is quick. Coffee or tea?
Tea.
Morning or night?
Night.
Books or radio?
Books.
Quiet life or adventure?
Adventure.
Is it Xhosa or English?
Is it Xhosa.
Talk or listen?
Listen.
Leadership or teamwork?
Yes.
Hey?
Teamwork.
Teamwork.
Yeah.
Old school values or new school thinking?
Old school.
One word that describes a strong woman.
Resilience.
True, eh?
Resilience.
I would have chosen that word too.
Resilience. Just all out.
So, the quiz, we're done with it. And like I said, it's going to be a two-part interview. So, Anita, when people hear the name Anita Barnes-Mangaba, I think it's right this time, 20 years from now, what do you hope they will say you changed, built, or inspired?
20 years from now, I want people to reflect on my journey personally and how I'm going to just continuously strive for the preservation of indigenous language, which gives you the power to identify and relate with who you are and where you come from. And the reason why I'm focusing on that, when I was in Kenya, I looked at the professors that were in the room who point blankly refused to speak in English because they said it's not their language. And they boldly said they will make their statements that they want to make in their vernacular language, and whoever needs to hear it should be translated to. And it showed me how proud they were of their language, and it showed me that they're not hiding behind the English to establish who they are. And that's what I would like to preserve with the isiXhosa, that our children can grow up knowing that speaking isiXhosa doesn't make you less of a person that can speak English. English is a language that we all use. It's a universal business language, but it's not your identity. It doesn't mean if you can't speak English, you are lesser than someone that can speak the language. And that is the legacy that I want to bring back, and that I want to build on 20 years from now. Someone should stand with a degree or PhD and say, I can speak fluently in my own language because this is who I am. Won't cabbages grow if you don't speak English?
Wow. Wow. So now I know how to get your voice out there. You gave me goosebumps now.
I'm telling you, it's our identity. I mean, why should I feel inferior because I can't pronounce words in English? It's not my language. I should be comfortably speaking in isiXhosa now. And tell you who I am. So, yeah, I want, and that goes for Afrikaans as well. I want, our kids must grow up knowing that your language, your home language is your identity.
And you do speak fluently Afrikaans?
Of course, ek doen.
Is dit jou grootmaak taal?
Ek is bevoorreg, ek raak groot in 'n huis waar ons drie tale gelyk praat. So my ouma praat Afrikaans, my oupa weier om Afrikaans te praat, so hy praat Xhosa, en Engels leer ons by die skool. So hierdie tale word al drie gepraat in die huis, so dit is my voorreg gewees.
Wow.
En ek beland in Dizindaba en ek kan nie Xhosa skryf nie, ek kan nie Xhosa lees nie, maar ek kan Xhosa goed praat. Maar 16 jaar down the line, I can edit the Xhosa story. I can.
En jy is die CEO.
En ek is die CEO.
En die editor.
En die co-founder van Dizindaba. En ek is nou tans die editor van Dizindaba.
Wow.
And that is all. That's why I say, if you describe a woman, resilience. Anything that we tell ourselves that we want to do, we can do it.
Is die eerste keer wat ek jammer, is die eerste keer wat ek so is asof Die knoppie is gedruk.
Yes.
Daar stiek sy uit.
Nou soos die meisie. Die meisie, sy kom uit die shell uit, want sy moet uitkom, en dan gaan sy terug in haar dop, en dan gaan sit sy daar, ja. En dan soos, okay, nou waar is die wereld nou? Ek wil nou daar wees. Ja, maar dit is altyd vir my lekker om net, en ek hou van wat jy eindelijk vanavond gedoen het, Gerien, dat jy nie vir my een skrip gegeet, want een skrip maak my die mekaar.
Overthink.
Yes, because then I want to stick to the script, and I want to, maar as ek nie 'n skrip het, dan praat ek uit my hart uit, en dan vloei my hart.
Maar die, ons loop mos maar nou, Parel is groot, maar ook nie groot nie.
Yes.
So ons loop nou in die selle kringe, basis.
Ja.
En vir wat ek van jou al gesien het, en wat ek al observe het van jou, is dat jy is baie stil, baie teruggetrokke, en ek het altyd gewonder, wanneer hoor ek die journalist?
Ja, ja, nee, net as ek moet,
ja,
of as ek op die platform gegooi word, en dan kruip ek uit my dop uit. Maar anders sal ek nie, ek is net die observing one.
Ek is blij, ek het nie skrips uitgedeel.
Ja.
Ek het gesê, women's man, vrouwe staan, hulle kan opstaan, vrouwe kan, on the last minute, daar figure hulle het net uit.
Yes.
That is who we are as women. Yes. And that's how we must celebrate each other, and we must pull each other's crowns, right? Yes. Take each other's hands, yes. Learn from each other. Soos ek het altyd, ek het maaie vir jou op die koos, dan hoor ek, okay, sy praat Engels, Afrikaans, Xhosa, en jy is altyd die stylish lady, and not just stylish, mysterious.
Ja, Snaaks genoeg, ek sit langs iemand op die vliegtuig en hy kyk heeltyd vir my en hy maak my ongemaklik. En ek dink, Jesus, wat is hierdie ou se probleem? Want van dat hy langs my kom.
Is hy nou jonk of oud?
Nee, hy is in sy middle ages. Mm. Hy is seker maar nie so 'n paar jaar ouer as ek. Maar nou, hy kyk my heeltyd en ek nou dink ek, okay, nou gaan ek jou kyk sodat jy nou vir my kan sê waaroor dit gaan, meneer. En hy is net so. Weet jy hoekom kyk ek jou?
Mm.
Ek sê ja, want jy maak my nogal ongemaklik. Hy sê, nee, weet jy, as ek jou kyk, jy laat my dink aan 'n karakter, Aaron Carter, sê vir my.
Oh my word.
En ek soos, Aaron Carter, ek het nog nooit van haar gehoor.
Dat is van hy movie.
Die movie. Hy is net so, jy lyk baie op as 'n mens.
Julia Roberts.
Aaron Carter. Aaron Carter, it's Aaron E-R-I-N, en van een C-A-R-T.
Maar wie speel die rol? Sy self?
Hy sê, as 'n mens jou kyk, het jy hierdie
oor.
But you very, very mysterious. Jy remind my nou uit. Ja, jy sal die wonderlikste goed doen, en dan sal jy wegloop, en dan sal niemand dink dat dis eintlik sy wat dit gedoen het.
Yes. Dit was vir my so 'n voorreg om vanaand vir jou hier te hê, en om 'n ander kant van jou te hoor.
Dankie.
Na die paar jaar wat ek al jou in die vallei sien. Ek bedoel, ons sit saam, ons doen besigheid goeder saam. Ai.
Dis nou Anna Annette.
Dis nou Anna Annette, and I love it.
I love her too.
I love it too. Ek wil vir jou baie dankie sê. Dankie vir jou tyd. En geseënde vroue maand.
Baie, baie dankie. En dankie vir die voorreg om my op die Power Hour te hê. Ek voel so my empowered.
Dankie man. En ons doen die part 2. People need to hear more. Okay. En in die nuwe maand. Hazai.